A tool to help inform the order of vaccination. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. After COVID vaccines are distributed to healthcare workers, state and local governments will have to figure out who is next in line. One tool that governments can consult to figure out who can get the vaccine and when is called the Social Vulnerability Index. This is a data set developed by the Centers for Disease Control that tracks how disasters affect disadvantaged communities. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The Social Vulnerability Index uses census data to weigh factors like a community's poverty level, its racial breakdown, whether people live in crowded housing. Jeff Sligomelch runs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
These factors are increasingly important in our understanding of who gets harmed by disasters, who doesn't.
In the past, the index has been used after wildfires and hurricanes, and now it can help states identify communities that have been disproportionately hit by COVID-19. Harold Schmidt is a medical ethics professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
And so those are the populations that we have to make sure get the vaccine before other people for whom COVID is an inconvenience, but not an existential threat.
Schmidt says the Social Vulnerability Index can also help states target their communication and outreach strategies to let people know that the vaccines are available.
Because it's no good to prioritize worse-off populations if they won't use them.
Schmidt says a number of states have already published plans to use the CDC's index. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting today, its last interest rate meeting under President Trump. The Biden administration will be relying on central bankers to help the economy out of this pandemic mess. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the line here. Nancy, what is the status of the Federal Reserve Board now?
Well, there are seven seats on the board. Only six seats are occupied right now, and five of them were filled by President Trump's nominees. One spot is empty, and President-elect Biden will probably get to fill it.
Is it appropriate for me to ask if Biden will have allies on the Fed?
Well, the Fed is independent. That said, the Fed and the Biden White House will both want a quick, full economic recovery. Kathy Bosjancic, chief U.S. financial economist at Oxford Economics, told me the Fed's interest rate policy will help.
They're going to wait a long time before they start to raise interest rates or tighten. And if they do adhere to that, that's going to be very supportive and helpful to get the economy, you know, back up on its feet.
The hope is with interest rates staying near zero, consumers and businesses will borrow money and spend it.
Where might the Fed and the White House diverge?
Well, under Chair Powell, the Fed has eased some of the regulations from the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. For example, it's lowered the amount of capital banks have to keep on hand for emergencies.
But can the Biden people change the Fed's trajectory there?
Possibly. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term expires in February of 2022. Biden gets to decide whether to replace Powell or give him a second term.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Checking the numbers, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 4 to 5/10 of a percent range.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's the Electoral College giving another reason for us to look at forthcoming Biden administration policy. Today, the U.S. relationship with China, tariffs, and the unresolved issue of Chinese firms using foreign intellectual property. Let's bring in Dean Baker. He's senior economist and co-founder of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Welcome.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
President-elect Biden said the other day he's reviewing China policy and won't cancel Trump administration tariffs on China right away. Now, Dr. Baker, you've never liked the sort of globalization that siphons American jobs away. So you're going to be urging the Biden people to crack down on China?
Well, I don't think I'd urge them to crack down in sort of a simple way. I think we need to rethink the relationship. So I wouldn't suggest getting rid of them all right away. We should get some quid pro quo, is that I would push them to do something on the currency, raise the value of China's currency relative to the dollar. That will improve our trade balance. Hopefully that's something that could be worked out fairly quickly. But we have more long-term and bigger issues that we have to deal with China.
You know, lots of things like, I suppose, intellectual property. I mean, that's something the Trump administration also noticed.
Yeah, and here's where I think our policy has been really wrongheaded, because we've had a policy, not just with China, but with the whole world, and in fact, domestically, making patents and copyrights longer and stronger. And this means more money to the people who benefit from copyrights and patents. What I would love to see is the U.S. and China trying to work cooperatively and collaborating in as many areas as possible. We'll have things to fight over with China, but we should be sharing technology, particularly in healthcare. We saw this. Think of how much more quickly we might have had an effective vaccine if everything was done collaboratively. And climate change. If China could reduce their emissions because we share technology with them, or vice versa, that benefits us all.
Well, if there's more sharing, a kind of more open source vibe, U.S. and China, I mean, how do we be sure that the people who invested in the innovation that led to the patent are, you know, getting compensated for that?
What's very interesting is we had a great model here. Moderna, their research was funded pretty much entirely by the U.S. government. We could pay for research up front. And in this case, looks like it had a very big payback. So at least in some areas, I'm not going to say government should fund all research and we should get rid of all patents and copyrights. But at least in healthcare, we already have a huge, huge foot in the door. We put out $40 billion a year in funding for the National Institutes of Health. And there's several billion for other agencies as well. But if we just said, OK, we're going to pay for the research up front, we expect China to pay for research up front, and it's all going to be open, it's all going to be shared. So people will get paid, but everything will be open, everything will be shared.
Dean Baker is senior economist and co-founder of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, the Dow future is up 154 points, 0.5% now. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.